you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Wow, we got a lot of work to do today. I'm busier than a one-armed man in a shoelace tying contest. It kind of reminds me of that scene from Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks. You know, work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed ya. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Blazing Saddles. Work, work, work. You'll remember it when you see it. I'm kind of surprised Harvey Korman could keep a straight face. Well, I guess he knew it was coming. It was in the script, after all. It's not like that improvisational stuff they did on the Carol Burnett Show, right? You know, some of those skits with Tim Conway, the most hilarious TV bits ever. But anyway, we have lots of work, work, work to do today, boys, on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And the first order of business is to welcome our new sponsor, Lone Star Grills on I-45 in Willis. I drove out to Lone Star Grills last week. Let me tell you, I was impressed, and I'm not easily impressed. First of all, Lone Star Grills is owned and operated by a really nice couple, Amber and Chris Goodlander, and these people really know what they're doing. This is no part-time extra income operation, you know, some guy decided to do on the side, make a little money. Lone Star Grills has a fully computerized fabrication shop right there on the premises. State-of-the-art laser cutters, CNC plasma. I didn't even know what that was until Chris explained it to me. I'm not sure I even know what it is now. But they also have a highly skilled team of craftsmen who build these smokers and grills and barbecue pits and fire pits, all kinds of stuff. They can literally build just about anything in steel, stainless steel, aluminum, and the precision cutting and the workmanship, it's nothing short of amazing. They told me Lone Star Grills can literally create thousands of possible custom combinations. And because everything's computerized and everything's handcrafted, they can make it over and over again, and they can achieve that same fit and that same finish every time. Because Chris is a big fan of blacksmithing. And listen, their products are designed to last forever. I mean, you can put one of these cookers in your last will and testament, for crying out loud. It'll be around so long your kids and grandkids will be using these things for generations to come. So, obviously, Lone Star Grills is extremely proud of their products, and we're extremely proud to have Lone Star Grills join the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show family. And we're going to visit with Chris about their business and the cookers and get some cooking tips from him real soon. But if you're in the market for a new backyard cooker this weekend, any kind of cooker, I mean, deep fat fryer, the world's biggest wok, whatever, you need to go visit Chris Goodlander at Lone Star Grills in Willis. Don't waste your time on some guy who just kind of sort of welds a little bit, builds cookers as a hobby on the weekends. You deserve the best. And that's exactly what you'll get at Lone Star Grills. Every time. But anyway, like I was saying, we got a lot of work, work, work to do today, boys, so let's get to it, shall we? The month of March features several special food celebrations. Peanut Butter Lovers Day was March 1st, Cereal Day was just last Wednesday, and both Pecan Day and Spinach Day are late in the month. But we here at the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show couldn't help but notice that the month of March is National Sauce Month. Can't let that one pass by without talking about it, right? I mean, after all, where would we be without sauces? Sure, I ate ramen noodles with nothing when I was a dead broke college student, didn't we all? But just imagine macaroni and nothing. Just macaroni. Or how about spaghetti and... Yeah, well, you get the idea, right? And it's not just pasta dishes either. Think of all the grilled meats we could liven up with a good honey mustard sauce or a chimichurri sauce. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? I mean, stir fry, jalapeno lime, barbecue. What's a good old-fashioned Texas barbecue without barbecue sauce? I'll tell you what it is.
Nothing.
It's
nothing.
Nothing worth eating anyway, right? So, since I've never done anything but buy sauce in a grocery store, you know, Worcestershire sauce, steak sauce, barbecue sauce, I decided it might be a good idea to look it up. Google is your friend, and I learned a lot about sauces that I never knew before. For instance, did you know there are five basic sauces? Experts call them mother sauces, and I have no earthly idea why. We'll ask one of our expert chefs that we interview on the show today. Maybe we'll find out. In any case, a couple of these five mother sauces are things I've never heard of before. I can't even pronounce them. But two of them you'll instantly recognize. Even an idiot like me knew what they were: hollandaise and marinara. Now, like I said, I've bought these kinds of sauces in a grocery store, but I've never even considered the idea of making my own. Have you? Now, I think most of us are pretty intimidated by that prospect, and if you're not, I'd be willing to bet you're in the minority. So that's why we're going to host a couple of experts to tell us about sauces today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But in the process of thinking through this topic, I realized that I was more than just a little embarrassed to admit I don't know anything at all about making my own sauces, even barbecue sauce. And this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, after all. So, again, I looked it up. Google is your friend. And barbecue sauce just might be the easiest sauce of all to make yourself. Now, we've got to admit right up front, there are lots of different barbecue sauce combinations, probably as many different sauces as there are barbecue restaurants or barbecue chefs, literally millions of different styles: KC style, Memphis style, Carolina style, habanero style. There's even one called Dr. Pepper style. Boy, that's about as Texas as you can get. So rather than dive into a recipe for a really highly specialized barbecue sauce of some kind, I thought it would be best to just keep it simple, stupid. And when I say stupid, I'm talking to myself. So you start with 2 cups of ketchup, 1/4 cup of cider vinegar, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire. Boy, that's hard to say, isn't it? And it doesn't sound anything like it's spelled. Anyway, 1/4 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of molasses, 2 tablespoons of yellow mustard, 1 tablespoon of Tabasco, don't use any more than that, 1 tablespoon of barbecue rub. Oh, I suggest Allspaw's rub from Allspaw's Ace Hardware up in Kingwood, my good buddy Rick Allspaw. And then you top it off with 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Now, you bring all of that to a boil over medium-high heat, then reduce the heat down to medium-low and simmer until it's dark and thick, about 10 to 15 minutes. In fact, they claim you can do the whole thing in 15 minutes, but I'm a little skeptical about that. But barbecue sauce is just one kind of sauce. Like I said earlier, what would spaghetti be without sauce? You know, that reminds me, all those years I was the MC for the spaghetti cook-off in Sugarland. It was the Exchange Club of Sugarland, as a matter of fact. They used the event to raise money for the Fort Bend Crime Stoppers, so they enlisted the cooking teams from law enforcement agencies in Fort Bend County. You know, Sugarland Police, Richmond Police, Rosenberg Police, even the DA's office, Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office, local constables like my old buddy Rob Cook. Hey, Rob. In any case, all these cooking teams would mix up a batch of their own homemade marinara sauce. Then people would pay a few bucks, get a big plate load of spaghetti, and roam from one cooking team to another. They each had booths. You get a little bit of sauce from each one and compare them against one another. And then a panel of celebrity judges would taste test all these different sauces, and we'd hand out trophies in different categories to the winning law enforcement cooking teams. They even had an award for best presentation. And one year, all the male officers in the Meadows Police Department were decked out in evening dresses with wigs and makeup. Obviously, they won the award for best presentation. So when I called them up on stage to get the trophy, I introduced them as the Don't Ask, Don't Tell cooking team. Boy, times have changed, haven't they? So, today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to pay tribute to the month of March, National Sauce Month, by talking about the mother sauces. Oh, maybe it should be the mother of all sauces. Yeah, well, or maybe not. Because we've got a lot of work to do today. Hello, boys. I missed you.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
is one of the most delightful people we have ever hosted on this show. Her name is Celeste Terrell of Well Done Cooking Classes. Welcome back, Celeste.
Thank you, Randy. That was such a wonderful introduction.
But heartfelt, I might add.
Aww.
How are things going at Well Done Cooking Classes these days?
Thankfully, we are as busy as ever, so knock on wood, it's been going great.
Well, I would knock on wood, but it seems like everything in here is composite material of some kind. We've talked about several of your classes and some of the techniques you teach, but we've never actually told listeners where you're located.
Well, we're located in the edge of the Heights, just inside 610 on Airline Drive, and we're maybe a quarter of a mile from the famous Canino's Farmers Market that's been in Houston since the 40s.
Sure. And what will we find when we arrive?
Well, basically, we're in a small shopping center, so when you drive in, there's plenty of parking in the front, and we try to keep it professional, but we also try to make it feel very homey, like you're basically cooking at home, so it's very warm.
So you have like a test kitchen where people can actually work at the stove or the grill or whatever?
Yeah, we have 8 different kitchen islands. And at each island, there can be 4 persons, and there is a stovetop, all the equipment they'll need to cook with. So they have saucepans, skillets, they have food processors, they have pasta makers, they'll have all the tools like tongs and things like that, salt, pepper, everything you need just to cook with at each island. So it's really, each little individual station is its own little cooking area, and so and we have 8 of them, so everybody stands around on those sides, and then I walk up down the middle, tell everybody what to do.
Well Done Cooking Classes can be found on the internet relatively easily. Even I found it. I just Googled Well Done Cooking Classes, and it populated your website, Celeste, before I could even finish typing the words. But go ahead and give folks your exact website.
Sure. It's WellDoneCC, as in cooking class.
And when visitors arrive at WellDoneCC.com, they're going to immediately see a picture of what my mother used to look like in the kitchen fairly often, frustrated and overwhelmed. Are most of your students frustrated and overwhelmed, or are they people who just want to learn new techniques?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, honestly, we have people of all different sort of stages. We have those who've been cooking and baking for years that come and love it because they can learn, you know, brand new things they never thought of. And then we have people who are just simply trying to tackle their very first chance at how to saute chicken or something. So it ranges in all types of experience levels. So when they come in, they are usually sometimes they have something specific they want to cover, or they just want to come in and have a good time.
One of the next things that a visitor to WellDoneCC.com will encounter is a series of TV show logos like the Food Network, TLC, Local 2KPRC, even publications, Houston Chronicle, Houston Press. These are all media outlets where you've appeared to talk about Well Done Cooking Classes.
Yes.
So what do most of those media types want to know?
Basically, we've had a combination of people who just want to learn about having cooking classes and what it is that you do in a cooking class. And so we'll have things like that. Or in the case of TLC, we were on the TV show The Little Couple, where we were working with little people who have quite a challenge when they're in the kitchen because, unfortunately, everything is at face height when they're cooking, and that can be quite dangerous.
Of course. Had never thought of that before.
Yeah, so basically we were demonstrating different types of challenges in that instance, and then sometimes on like things like the Food Network, we were simply participating in contests or, you know, and then so it's just been a range of things that we've had to talk about. But we've been very fortunate to be on a lot of press, so it's been great.
Moving on through your website, you've listed all your classes in a calendar format so people can schedule an exact date and a time for a public class.
Yes.
Tell us how that works and how we sign up.
So we do schedule things on the schedule where it'll be a different theme, so it'll have a name of a class. So, for instance, like on Friday night, we have a class called Sushi Rolling. So that's the theme for that night, and if you click on it, it'll tell you what the menu is and what you'll be doing in the class, so at least you'll know that much. And also on the schedule, it shows you the time that it starts, who's teaching it, the pricing, whether it's per person or per couple. And it shows you if there's any seats left. And if there are seats left, you can join in and just create an account and go that way. And if there aren't seats left, well, you can just put yourself on the wait list. And then we'll notify everybody who's on the wait list at once as soon as something comes up so that you can all get a chance to sign up.
Now, those are the public classes, but you also offer private classes, right?
Correct. We do. We do. We have a lot of private classes that we conduct. Often it's for corporate events during the middle of the week. We do a lot of corporate events where teams like to come in and do something different rather than just going out to a restaurant together. It's a nice activity to cook something together, and they get to spend more quality time talking. So they really enjoy coming in and doing things like that together. And then we also do private birthday parties, bridal showers, pretty much any kind of reason that you want to have a party, you have a cooking class.
Then you also offer gift cards. Celeste, I can just envision a husband diplomatically buying a gift card for his wife, or maybe the other way around, a wife buying a gift card for her backyard chef husband, you know, a kind of a subtle hint that they need to improve their skills. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's always just like, you know, buying a vacuum cleaner for your wife could be a dangerous thing to do. But usually now most people have heard of doing things like date nights and things like that for the cooking class. So it's definitely not a way that you're going to get offended. And I would say gift cards are the best way to buy things for somebody else. Like as far as once they get the gift card, then they can pick exactly which class they want to be in, because it can be overwhelming for you to choose a class and a date for somebody. So it would be best just to get the gift card and then let them choose, and then they can figure it out. So they are definitely the better option.
And you mentioned date nights. A lot of couples probably attend date nights together. For instance,
Yes. You
have a date night class this weekend for a 3-course dinner, rack of lamb.
Yes.
Tell us about it and what we'll learn.
So the rack of lamb class is probably one of my favorites. I save it for whenever we get close to spring, because that's when lamb's the best. And so in that class, what happens is we'll put usually two couples, or it could be a set of friends, decide to go out together, and we'll make a cornmeal crusted fried asparagus. They're topped with crab meat and chipotle hollandaise. And then for the main course, we're going to do the herb crusted rack of lamb with a sweet pea and mint risotto. And of course, we're going to have chocolate pot supreme for dessert. So it's quite good.
Another class that caught our eye, you've already mentioned, it's This Is How We Roll Sushi.
Uh-huh.
Now, I love sushi, but I'm going to admit right here, I would never be brave enough to attempt to prepare sushi. What's entailed in that class?
It's actually very easy, Randy. It's so easy. And so in that class, we basically set you up with a station for you to be able to completely roll out the rolls. We'll have different types of ingredients. We'll talk about the classic rolls you can make, how to make up your own. And I mean, really the hardest part by far is doing the actual roll and making it nice and tight, nice way to cut it, you know, all the things like that. So it's really, really simple. Where to find the right fish, and basically, you know, simple things that you need just to make sure that your sushi is good and safe.
The best thing about well-done cooking classes is that they're tailored to any skill level, even me, like a raw beginner. Raw beginner, sushi pun, sorry. And that goes all the way up to dedicated foodies who just want to up their game.
Yeah.
So give us some examples from both ends of the spectrum, stupid me to somebody who really knows what they're doing already.
I mean, we'll have people who truly, truly have never really ever been in a kitchen, and they just don't know what to do. And you can just tell by the way they handle their things, how they look at it. There's certain trepidation in their eyes. And then we'll have folks that come in, and I can tell that they've cooked a lot before, because they just instinctively will be like, yeah, it's time to put the salt in, and they grab it. But what's nice is that for the one who doesn't really know what they're doing, I can help them calm down and say, look, it's just this simple and easy. And then for those who've been doing it for years, I'll be like, well, did you know that this is why you put this in there, or why you put the salt in after it boils? And they'll be like, I never knew that, and I've been doing it the wrong way like that for 30 years.
That would be me. Okay, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is about sauces, because March is National Sauce Month.
Yeah.
But we've run out of time in this segment, so Celeste, can you stick around for another segment and talk about sauces with us?
Sure.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Back now with Celeste Terrell, the owner and operator of Well Done Cooking Classes here in Houston. Thanks for agreeing to another segment, Celeste.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Randy.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is celebrating National Sauce Month, and you've been formally trained in the culinary arts.
Yes.
So we're going to depend upon your expertise to advise us in this area. I did a quick Google search for sauces, and the very first thing that popped up after the ads was facts, frequently asked questions. And that very first question was, what are the five mother sauces? So tell us, Celeste, what are the five mother sauces?
Well, the first one I always think of is our tomato sauce. Second, you have what we call emulsification sauces, which is a wonderful word to say. These would be your hollandaise and your mayonnaise. These are the ones that you combine with egg yolks and some sort of a fat. And then last but not least, we have our three roux sauces. These are the sauces that we use, a combination of fat and flour typically. And we make a roux. And then, so the roux can be light, it can be a medium color, it can be a dark color. And so the names for those, starting with bechamel, then the medium colored sauce is velouté, and the darker sauce is espagnole.
Okay. Let's take them one at a time now, okay?
Okay.
And you're free to make fun of me for saying them wrong.
Okay.
Start with a bechamel sauce.
Okay.
Most people consider this to be the simplest and the most basic sauce, but how do we make it?
So typically you have equal parts of fat and flour. And when I say fat, that could be anything. So if you're making a bechamel, you could use butter, you could use oil. Probably the most famous here in the South is using some bacon fat. And then you put in together a little flour and you mix it together and it cooks for about, on a medium heat level, probably about 2 or 3 minutes, just enough to kind of cook the flour taste out. And then you typically will add milk, so preferably a full fat milk. And you would whisk that together for a good 5 minutes, at least until it kind of comes to a slow simmering boil. And that way it activates the flour and thickens it. So that would be your most basic sauce. And so if you want to finish making the white gravy, you would add a ton of black pepper to have flecks of black pepper and have some salt. And that would be for your biscuits.
Now, what other sauces can come out of a bechamel sauce?
So you can also add some cheese to it and it becomes something fancy we call a mornay. And you can also add other kinds of cheeses. The most famous probably else for the bechamel is a macaroni and cheese sauce. So you would take your noodles, cooked noodles, and then you toss it into the bechamel sauce, put it in a pan and top it with cheese to bake it in the oven to make a macaroni and cheese. But there's also other great things you can do with the bechamel. I love putting in like different types of mustards, like a wasabi mustard or like a whiskey brown mustard. So you can convert it all the way into an Alfredo by adding more egg yolks to it. You can also mix in maybe like a red tomato sauce, and it makes a beautiful pink sauce called the Sugar Rosa.
Okay, we got to keep moving here, Celeste. We've got four more to cover. We'll move along to the next sauce, velouté. How'd I do?
Velouté, perfect. Good job. Velouté, you definitely, most people don't know that name. But what you'll do with that one is it's also equal parts butter and flour usually, but we'll use stock for that, usually like a chicken stock or a fish stock. And often it's combined with some kind of a white wine to make a reduction. So it's usually paired with chicken and fish.
And it sounds a little more complicated, but this is also supposed to be kind of a simple sauce, right?
Correct, yeah. And so it's the roux gets cooked just a little bit more than in the bechamel, so it's kind of a medium sandy color. But other than that, it's the same idea. Once you add the stock to it, you whisk it until it becomes thick, and then after that, you change it from there.
All right, the next mother sauce is espagnole. You know, I feel like I'm qualified to be a butcher at Belleville Meat Market because I'm butchering all these names so badly. How'd I do this time?
Perfect.
Really?
Your French is quite good.
Wow. So now this is a little more complicated sauce. How do we make an espagnole?
So the espagnole is the same idea. It's equal parts, but of the butter and the flour or whatever fat you're using. But you're going to make it dark. So this is probably the most common one we know because everybody knows the Cajun roux, the dark color. So you're going for a darker color in this one, and then typically you're adding things like veal stock was what was classically added, but you could also use regular beef stock or lamb stock, and so it's your darker sauce. But ultimately, when you make an espagnole, you're also using things like a vegetable mixture called a mirepoix to also give it a brown, rich flavor. But you have to keep going and add more stock to it to eventually make what's called a demi-glace. And that's probably the one everybody knows.
Now, this is also where reduction comes in, right?
Correct.
Tell us how we accomplish that.
Yeah, so basically you would make the espagnole sauce, and that takes about 30, 45 minutes. Then you add a ton more stock to it, and then you would reduce that stock down by probably half the amount to make a really, really thick demi-glace. So reduction involves usually either In the case of this, we're using stock, but it could also be wine. It could also be maybe a little bit of cream done very lightly. But the idea is it's on low heat with cream, but higher heat maybe with lighter liquids so that you can reduce the volume down from where you started to at least usually by half or more so that the sauce gets thick.
Then the last two mother sauces, these are the ones that most of us are more familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Hollandaise, which I can actually pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told that this is an entirely different form of sauce than the ones we've just discussed.
Yes.
How so?
So these are thickened by using just purely fats. So hollandaise and mayonnaise, you start off always with egg yolks. Traditionally, used to, you had to make a reduction with vinegar and water, and then you had to put it over a double boiler. Then you had to whisk like a mad person, while at the same time you were adding in clarified warm butter just to make sure you get it in there. And if you poured it too fast, guess what? It separated. It didn't come together. You're typically just forcing the egg yolks and the butter fat to come together. They just don't like being together, so they have to be forced to it. So you have to really spin really hard. And that's quite a trick when you're trying to do it over a hot boiling pan of water over the top. But the fastest way now is, thank goodness for our inventions, we can get it in a blender and put the egg yolks in, put a little lemon juice, a little salt and pepper, blend that up, and slowly pour our warm butter through the top while the blender goes to town. It can do it so fast. It comes together perfectly, so you can do it in 2 minutes now. It's awesome.
And the final mother sauce is the classic tomato sauce that we find on pasta and pizza. First of all, is there a difference between spaghetti sauce and pizza sauce?
Honestly, really not a whole lot different. Maybe a little bit in thickness, but and it's also too choosing which kind of tomatoes you're going to use. Typically, when you're making these sauces, you want to use just the outer parts of the tomato, no skin, no seeds. But I love throwing in cherry tomatoes in there, and it just gives an extra sweetness to the dish. And then just letting it slowly simmer and letting it get where I don't even have to add sugar to it.
Maybe I'll just stick to Prego.
Prego. Oh, no, you can make something at home so much better than Prego.
And that's what well-done cooking classes are all about. Do you have any classes that are dedicated exclusively to making sauces?
Actually, I do. We learn all about the main sauces, plus we do what we call our small sauces, which are the ones that stem from it. So we can take those five sauces, and I mean literally, a saucier can do thousands of small sauces. So we just break it down into a few small sauces that we do, also some salad dressings and some other things like that, because they all kind of compare. But yeah, we have a class coming up on Saturday, April 7th, which is all about sauces and more.
As a matter of fact, I noticed you have a class coming up later this month. I believe it's the 28th, called Colored Pastas and Sauces.
Yes.
That sounds really different.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Yeah, so we flavor, basically you can add different kinds of coloring to our pastas. So you can make your pasta be a red color. You can make it have a green color. You can also, I mean, probably one that's famous too is where you add squid ink pasta. We don't do that one in class because it's pretty messy, but we basically do our green and our red, and we talk about all the different ways that you can make the different colorings and sauces and stuff. So it's pretty neat.
So the website one more time, Celeste.
Sure. WellDoneCC.com.
And social media presence?
We are on Twitter. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag WellDoneCC.
And some of us old fogies still like to talk to a real person. So what's your phone number?
832-782-3518.
It's always fun to talk with Celeste Terrell of Well Done Cooking Classes. They're right here in Houston, and they feature public and private classes to improve your kitchen skills. Thanks for your time, Celeste. We know you're busy. Let's talk again soon, okay?
All right. Sounds great, Randy. Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Please say hello now to Chef Antonio Taylor. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing all right, Randy. How about yourself?
Doing well. First off, your Facebook page says you are originally from West Monroe, Louisiana.
That is correct.
And I got to tell you right now, my wife attended what they used to call Northeast Louisiana State University.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. What's it called now?
It's called ULM. It's the University of Louisiana in Monroe. They changed the name maybe about 10 years ago.
All of that is to say we eat Cajun pretty regularly at my house. I always like to say a Cajun will deep fat fry a rock and a Texan will eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's establish your credentials first, Tony. Did you get any formal training in the culinary arts?
No, I've been cooking since I was about 9 years old. And the way that I started cooking, it was actually pretty funny. I don't have a great, you know, inspiring story that so many people have. Mine was very simple. My mother told me one day, you need to learn how to cook because you like to eat, more than I feel like cooking. And I'm not going to be in the kitchen all day long trying to feed you. So you need to pick some of this up. But I tell people all the time, that's why I never even refer to myself as a chef, because I've never gone to culinary school. I've never been in the parking lot of a culinary school. I've had over the years, I've had a few people who worked for me, a couple of my students who actually taught culinary school. So it's all relative, I guess.
Well, you say students, you have taught the culinary arts at Franklin Park Conservatory. What is that?
The Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens is one of the largest botanical gardens in the Midwest. And one of the people who was already an instructor there, she got in touch with her administration and they were like, you know, you really need to talk to this guy. I think he's fabulous. And they gave me the opportunity to teach there. We enjoyed a wonderful relationship the entire time that I was in Columbus, Ohio. So I taught many people, many students, just really had a lot of fun.
And that's where you came to realize that teaching cooking is your passion, right?
That's what had happened, because the very first time that I had the opportunity to teach was actually in Ohio. It was a friend of mine by the name of Brian Miller. At the time, he was the Midwest Regional Director for the website Yelp, the review website. And he asked me, he said, Tony, would you mind possibly cooking a dish and teaching a class? And I was like, yeah, you know, sure, no problem. So I ended up teaching a class on crawfish etouffee, and the class was basically how to make a roux. Mm. And after I did the class, it was something that just inside me was like, yeah, this is it. This is what I really, really enjoy doing. And you get the opportunity to reach people on a completely grassroots level, and you're able to help people mold their own identities, their own theories, and their own ideas in the kitchen. And to me, that's fulfilling.
So today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about sauces, and we've already talked about the five mother sauces earlier, but why do they call mother sauces anyway?
Your guess is as good as mine. I've always known that that's what they were referred to. But the thing that I've heard is that each one of the sauces is like the head of its own family of sauces. There are different sauces that vary from those.
Maybe they give birth to other sauces.
Exactly. Yeah. Each one is like the mother of their group. That's what I've heard.
Makes sense.
But like I said, you know, hey, I'm not formally trained, so I took that answer and I was like, hey, let's roll with that. If it makes sense to you, it makes sense to me.
Well, one of the most common mother sauces, if you will, is classic tomato sauce. Most of us, especially me, are just way too lazy to make our own. Start out by telling us, why should we go to all of the trouble to make our own tomato sauce rather than just take the easy way out and buy a jar at the grocery store?
What you'll come to find out is that 9 times out of 10, if you're going to make something yourself from scratch, number one, it's going to be cheaper. That's the first thing. Number two, because you are adding your ingredients yourself one by one, you have the ability to really dictate the outcome and the flavor. When you buy something that's prepackaged, the only thing that you can do is hope that it tastes well, and you may have to jazz it up a little bit to your liking if it's not exactly what it is that you want. If you're making sauces yourself from scratch, from beginning to end, you have the ability to dictate every step of the way how the sauces and how the spices react, how the seasonings are going to react, and you can really determine the final outcome on your own.
Okay, Tony, then let's take a classic tomato sauce as an example.
Okay.
You tell us how you would make a classic tomato sauce.
One thing that I do when I'm making a classic tomato sauce, I think the foundation, picking good, good Roma tomatoes. I think that's very, very important to pick good tomatoes. Nowadays, if you look online and you look for different recipes for tomato sauce, a lot of recipes tell you to use a can of crushed tomatoes or a can of diced tomatoes. I don't like to use anything in a can. When I'm making my tomato sauce, I always try to get some very, very good Roma tomatoes. I blanch those, score them, and I like to use a nice flavored vegetable stock and a nice full-bodied Merlot, and of course a nice cold-pressed olive oil. It does take a lot of time to get the consistency that I like, the flavoring that I like with the fresh basil, the fresh oregano, the different seasonings that I use. It can take me anywhere from 2 to 3 hours to put it together. But once it's done, the flavor is completely where I'd like for it to be, and it's completely unlike anything that you can buy at a jar.
Well, that does sound like fun, but it also sounds like a pretty big challenge. And a lot of our listeners get home late from work. They don't have a whole lot of time to get a meal on the table for their family. So suggest for us a sauce that's quick and easy to make that'll just kind of wake up a standard meal.
If you do want to make a tomato sauce like that, I would suggest that you use Cento, C-E-N-T-O. There have been times when I've had to prepare tomato sauce and I've needed something that I need, you know, in a pinch. And I can grab one of their sauces, use a little onion, a little fresh basil, some fresh oregano, a few seasonings, simmer it, and I'm done in about 30 minutes. So that's definitely an alternative for people who are on the go and they don't have the time to commit to making a full sauce from beginning to end.
Tony, what's the single biggest mistake we at-home chefs make when we try to make our own sauce?
I would say probably cooking things at too high of a temperature. Sauces are things that have to come together, and the majority of them are really done well at a low to medium setting. A lot of ingredients burn easily when you start to deal with your roux, and the things that have ingredients like your milk and your dairy ingredients, they can burn easily if they're not monitored and if they're not watched. So I think that that would be the first thing. A lot of people are very impatient when it comes to cooking in the kitchen. And I tell people all the time, you can't be impatient and you can't be lazy. Those two are not going to match well.
Tony is also the owner, the CEO, and the founder of Lanyap Culinary and Consulting. Plus, he has a new line of seasonings coming out soon called Lanyap Specialty Seasonings. Tell us the story, Tony.
Well, the company name, a lot of people ask me, you know, what exactly does Lanyap mean? And in Louisiana, Lanyap means a little something extra. It was known back in the day, whenever you visited merchants, a lot of times they would give you a little something extra, or there would be a Lanyap section of the menu where it was really like things that were a la carte and things like that. But if you ordered something, you were very likely to receive something extra, especially if you had waited a long time. And sometimes companies just did it as a sign of appreciation for people visiting their establishment. You may go somewhere and order some chicken, and instead of getting 10 pieces, they gave you 12. And when I thought about that word, that was the idea and the attitude that I wanted to personify with my company. I wanted to be able to give all of my customers something extra. I wanted to make sure that we exceeded their expectations as far as the food quality, the professionalism, our service, and everything of that nature. So that's how the name came about. As I've gotten older and progressed in my own culinary journey, I've noticed that there's a lot of times when I make my own spice blends, I make my own seasoning blends, and I thought to myself, hey, why don't you try and put out your own seasoning blends and things that you do at home? And so I figured it was something that I could do because it was necessary for me in my cooking to get the flavors that I wanted to achieve, to put out my own line of seasonings. And what I'm going to do is I'm still in the process of fine-tuning which flavors I want to do first. I think when I debut, I'm going to have about 3 or 4 initially that I'm going to have on the website, and they'll be available for purchase.
That sounds fantastic. This has been Chef Antonio Tony Taylor of Lanyap Culinary and Consulting and Lanyap Seasonings. How can people contact you, Tony?
Well, everybody can contact me via my email address, and the email address is theantonioskitchen@gmail.com. That email is the email that's universal for both of the companies, and they can also follow me by my name at Facebook/AntonioTaylor.05, or they can follow me on Instagram at Antonio's Kitchen as well.
Tony, thanks for giving us a little extra today, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you so much for having me, Randy.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something else.